T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, we know that Twins manager Rocco Baldelli had dinner with Carlos Correa. You always wonder what those dinners are like and how that goes. Joining us now on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline is our buddy Henry Lake. Good morning, Henry.
Good morning.
Would love to be a fly on the wall for one of those kind of dinners. Do they get like down to the nitty gritty, or is it just sort of pleasantries? You think of a dinner between Carlos Correa and Rocco Baldelli, but it sounds like, what do you think the chances are of Carlos, of the Twins having enough money for him and Correa staying?
I don't think that any of those type of conversations happen over dinner. I think that what happens over dinner is just catching up and just talking about how you feel about it. I mean, no one's talking numbers and any of that type of stuff at Manny's Steakhouse or Capitol Grill or wherever. it wasn't like Capitol Grill where they took Kirk Cousins or whatever.
Oh, that's right. Yes, I think it was. Yes.
And I think like Brett Favre was at like Manny's or something like that, whatever. But I think it's just more of a, you know, hey, this is, you know, we care about you. We'd love to see you resign, or we'd love to see you be here. This is our vision. This is our plan. I that's what I assume that those, I've never been a part of one of those lucrative type dinners.
Yeah, that's true. Neither have I. What's interesting though is that, from that conversation and the pleasantries through that dinner, Rocco said yesterday in the news conference that, he was really impressed with Carlos Correa's knowledge of the Twins farm system, the up-and-coming players, and just knowing the depth of the team. And he said, Carlos Correa told Rocco, I want to be with a team that wins.
Yeah. And I think that most players want to be on a winner. I think at the end of the day, it's going to come down to dollars and cents, though. Like, I think that one of the things that we learned last year was that Carlos Correa likes being here. Like, he really took to the Twin Cities. I think that he got here probably not knowing a whole heck of a lot about what it's going to be like to be here in Minnesota, and really fell for the town. He really, you know, got to like the facilities, got to like the ballpark, probably was impressed with the fan base to some extent, although we didn't attend the games the way that we should have. I thought that the turnout for Twins baseball last year was a little bit lackluster, but that's beside the point. But I think that he really did enjoy his time here last year, other than the lack of winning. We just, faltered in the second half of the season. So I think that at the end of the day, we can sit here and we can talk about what's in the farm system. We can talk about the stadium itself. We can talk about all the great things about it. At some point, though, you got to pony up some money. We know that. Like, he's not going to be looking to give the Minnesota Twins a hometown discount.
Right.
Like, he's not a hometown guy.
Yeah. That's a good point.
I mean, he's been here for 1 year.
Right. Yeah. No bargain. No deal. No 50% off or any of that kind of
stuff. We're not getting Carlos Correa on the clearance rack.
He likes to shop at Dior, remember?
Dior.
If you want it, you got to go and get it, right? That's what he said.
Sometimes we're going to get players on the cheap, right? Like, a lot of times you kind of luck into a situation, right? But that cannot be what the expectations are. You're not going to get really good coveted baseball players for low prices all the time. We got a deal on Byron Buxton. He's one of us. He's somebody, when I say one of us, he's somebody that we drafted and developed and all that stuff. I know he's from Georgia. But at the end of the day, the majority of free agent signings that you want of big name players that are really, really good and are young, you're going to have to pony up the money.
By the way, Buxton was at that Bucks game yesterday. He's a big Buccaneers fan. He's with his family. And, man, that Tom Brady. I stayed up last night to watch that. Just the magic of Tom Brady at 45 years old.
Yeah. You know, it's funny because on that, when it was like the 3-minute mark and New Orleans was trying to drive to, keep the ball away from Tampa, I said, no, Tampa, if they force a fourth down here, it's game over. Like, Tom Brady's going to go down there, and he's going to score.
Yeah.
And it's funny because they scored that touchdown, and then all of a sudden they called the holding penalty on the offensive lineman. I said, ah, it doesn't matter. He's just going to score on a couple more plays.
I know. Yeah. It was just, you knew it, the GOAT. Want to play this clip from Chris Finch from the Timberwolves. Kind of concerning when you heard him say this yesterday. Take a listen.
I mean, everything about winning requires leadership. It's something that we've not been great at. We're trying to find a voice collectively, trying to find a personality as a team. Those are things that we got to keep working on, try to keep cultivating. That's my job.
Well, how do you read into that? I mean, we've known this. You know, who is the spark? Who is the leader of this team? And when the coach actually just kind of puts it out there and says, yeah, we need leadership, and we're into December here.
Well, I think about specifically a few names, okay? And people may disagree with this, but this is just my feeling on it, that the leader eventually for this team is going to be Anthony Edwards. I think that Anthony Edwards, and this is not me talking to anybody, this is just me just thinking out loud and observing because I'm going to games and stuff like that. I just think that Anthony Edwards is still, like, he's looking at this situation, and he's a young guy, right? And he's trying to still figure some things out. And I don't think that he wants to play the card of, it's my team right now, number one. Okay? So let's take Anthony Edwards out of the equation, because we've seen when he puts his foot down and in the fourth quarter, he puts the team on his back. We know how good he can be. Okay? So let's take him out of the equation. Who should be the leaders on this team? The point guard is D'Angelo Russell, who's a vet. He's been in the league for a while. He's not a leader. He quit on the team last year in a game or two. I sat right there behind the bench. I saw it happen with my own eyes. Who then should be the leader if it's not your point guard's not one of them? Your point guard's not one of them.
Right.
Should be Cat, right?
Yeah.
Cat hasn't. There's a level of maturity that Cat has not ascended to yet, and that's unfortunate.
Yeah.
I think that we all love Cat. We know. Cat, first overall pick. He came here. He's played well. He's been face of the franchise. We all support him and his family because they've been through a lot with the whole pandemic and him losing his mother. There's still a level of maturity and leadership that he still hasn't got to yet.
Right. Well, we'll see. We'll see if that kind of ignites something there. Henry, good to talk to you. Appreciate it.
Okay. Talk to you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.